It gives me pleasure because I know when I'm on the receiving end of this, I look forward to doing it myself. I look forward to doing it when I'm on the receiving end of this. It gives me pleasure right now to introduce to you, for whatever he cares to say, for not as long as he cares to say it, but I'll put a clock on him because he did tell me he'll be finished. Because we have a big agenda. We've got a few more things to squeeze in. So until 10:45, so he's got 25 minutes by my watch. I give you the president of the National Federation of Blind of Georgia and a member of our national board with me, my colleague, Anil Lewis.
Georgia.
Sing the song now.
Georgia.
Y'all know the words. Come on.
The whole day through.
Oh, that's not Ray, though. I like Ray. But that's still good, though. It's still Georgia. Let it play. I'll just stand here. Good morning, NFB of New York. I'm going to have to move the mic because I'm not as tall as Carl Jacobson. It is indeed my pleasure to be here in the Big Apple. This is my first real time actually experiencing some time here. And I'm enjoying it. You guys are really making me feel welcome. I won lots of money last night at the... well, you know, it was my donation to the affiliate. It was the least I could do. It is indeed my pleasure here to bring the national message. But it's all so very obvious to me that you guys already get it. So I'm going to go through this as a process and let you know that you are in the right place at the right time. I've heard several people, and I'm really proud of that, express their sentiments about this being a family. And as you know, if you went to the Atlanta Convention in 2007, how many people went 2007? How many in Atlanta? Good. You know, our affiliate theme for the convention was Federation Family Forever, and I sincerely feel that, and that it's wonderful to be able to travel this far from my home and still feel like I'm at home. So I'm loving that. Thank you very much for making me feel welcome. I would like to take this time to bring greetings from our national president, Dr. Mark Maurer, who, of course, would like to attend every convention. And I'll be happy to tell him when I see him next that he missed a wonderful convention here in New York. It is also indeed my pleasure to be here with a colleague of mine, wonderful gentleman, your president. And, man, that really was an awesome presidential report, President Carl Jacobson. Before I get into the national report, I do have to echo the sentiments of, was it Laura? Is that the lady? Yes, yeah. Laura, yes. I mean, being an affiliate president myself, I understand. And you heard Carl talk about very personally about how he has been attacked. And that's got to be only a fraction of what he's really experiencing. And we don't get up and we don't complain because we take this job honorably and with the integrity of doing what's right for this organization. So it's not... In our desire to get up and whine and complain about it. But the reality is it does get very difficult, not only just the challenges of the logistics of running the organization, but also the personal attacks from those who don't truly understand the philosophy of the Federation. Because if they really truly understood it, they wouldn't be fighting against it. But it still doesn't make it easier. But I got to believe that it's due to you guys and the wonderful support and love that you have for Carl that continues to motivate him and get him through. So I'd like to applaud you all for being such a wonderful affiliate and helping him weather through those challenges. All right, let's go down the list real quick. The National Report, you all know, we're a member of a 50,000-strong organization. I love that. I love 50,000-strong. That's powerful. Oh, I guess it's not. I said 50,000-strong. That's powerful to me. And for people... And for us to be a part of that large family means a lot, and you've already heard it. I'm just going to go through this because you guys already understand the power through collective action that we experience by being a member of such a large family. Some of the things that we build upon through our collective action, being a part of a national organization, is we have things in place that help us to move our agenda forward. So I'm going to talk about some of the highlights and talk about some of the things that are happening now. As you know, and you're probably already planning for, the next big event with respect to the national organization is our Washington Seminar. Anyone been to Washington Seminar? Yeah. And in line with what Laura said, I think it's important to highlight some of the things that we've done. We've through our efforts in the Washington Seminar, gotten accessible text materials for K-12 on the national level with the reauthorization of the Individuals with Disabilities Improvement Act. That's a tremendous thing that we did. But as Laura said, we can't sleep on our laurels. Rest on our laurels, I believe was what she said. And that's true. And in line with what Carl was saying, isn't it amazing how people making those decisions for us tend to set goals for us? And it's saying that they're saying that, okay, well, we'll allow blind people to get a high school diploma. You know, instructional material is accessible to get you through high school. It's common sense that once you get a high school diploma that you want to go to post-secondary. So why is it so difficult to get instructional materials in higher ed? I'm asking the wrong people, because you guys have done a tremendous effort in passing that legislation here locally. And because of that, we as a national organization are going to piggyback on your efforts. And that's got to be one of the national initiatives that we're going to be working on. Higher education instructional materials has got to be done. We got to create opportunities for blind people to get higher education, to become more gainfully employed, to actively fully participate in this society. The voting access, you heard Carl talk about it. We have, as we have in the past, gotten the right to choose who goes in the poll with us. Quick aside, I went to the polls to vote before we passed the HAVA Act, and I didn't take anyone with me because I just like sometimes to create a little bit of chaos. So they didn't know what to do, which forms to fill out, who's going to help them. And the guy got in the booth with me, and man, I should have taken someone because he couldn't read worth, you know. There you go. But now, I know it's coming, but Georgia, I'm loving that. I love going around bragging on that. Before HAVA was passed, we had fully accessible, independent, private access to voting prior to HAVA, and we're moving nationally to get that done. The law's been passed. Now we got to enforce it. We can't rest on our laurels. We got to keep it going. The kitchen is getting hot in the kitchen, Carl says. Social Security, that's coming up. This is probably our best opportunity to get this legislation passed. We got real good support, Charlie Rangel over Ways and Means, and I think that I'm feeling good about this. So you got to get ramped up, got to get ready to come. Randolph Shepherd, we all know that. I was really impressed with the vendors meeting this morning. I love what Charlie was saying, and I believe David was echoing what a positive meeting it was. But that's because we, as blind individuals, have taken control of the agenda. I love Dr. Maurer's comment. He says, go into the meeting and run the meeting. You don't have to be in charge. You don't have to be at the head of the table, but run the meeting. And I love the way that you guys ran that meeting this morning. That was excellent. It's a true testimony to the power of the Federation. Books for the blind. We know that we're trying to make sure that the NLS gets the ability to move into a digital format. We got, and I love this, we asked for 19, and they said, oh, we'll give you 7. Oh, no, we're going to get more than that. So we got 12 or 14. I forget the numbers, but we're going to get the money that's necessary to make sure that we have access to information in this new millennium of the digital world. Now, some of the things that we've done, and I'm going to scoot over a lot of these, we've taken control over putting our message out there. One of the biggest problems that we've had as an organization, as I said earlier, are people that don't understand our philosophy. So in many instances, that's because they've received that message from individuals who don't understand our philosophy. So this past year, we developed our own public relations output. And John Perret was taking the initiative, and he's since bumped up. But he's done a tremendous job in getting our message out there. We've had more news coverage, more television footage of the Federation over this past year than we have in our history. And I think it's a wonderful thing, because when you want to know what's going on, what's that old adage? You go to the horse, get it from the horse's mouth. Well, in this case, I don't mind being a horse. If it takes for me to get the message out there about the Federation, yeah! All right. NFB Newsline is a tremendous effort that we have had. Information is power. And I just love being able to go into a room and know what's going on a national, state, and local level, because that's what commands respect. So many times in the past, I've been the person sitting in the room and hearing people talking about it. Wow, because you don't get that on the 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news. You know, you can't get news. You can't get insight about what the real deal is. So when you go into a meeting now, if you're an active Newsline user, you know what's going on, and you're able to articulate an opinion based on the information that you received from these publications. And I love the fact that there's so many, over 250. So we can listen to, you know, what the editorial is saying in the New York Times. We can compare that to the Washington Post, and we can use that information to come to our own opinion. And I love that. I love that. The Affiliate Action Department of the National Federation of the Blind has been a tremendous, long-awaited effort, I think, by the national office. For those of you who don't know, the Affiliate Action Department, run by former Rehabilitation Services Administration Dr. Joanne Wilson, has done a tremendous job in providing us with an avenue by which we can strengthen our affiliates and strengthen our presence within our states. And one of the things that's happening recently, well, soon, I think in December, is we're having, and I love this, because who are the blind? We're the experts in blindness. And by not participating in that process, the individuals who provide those services miss out on that expertise. So we're bringing individuals to our $20 million research and training institute, the Jernigan Institute. I love that. I love $20 million. Blind people raise that money. I love that. So we're bringing people in December, and we're going to teach them how to run residential training facilities because we know how to do it. Louisiana Center, Colorado Center, the Blind Incorporated in Minnesota, we know how to do that. NFB's sponsored technology programs, we're teaching people about the technology. We have the International Braille and Technology Center. I mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing that because we know what's best for us, and we're being able to actively participate in the provision of the services and the development of programs that are going to benefit blind people across this country. The NFB Jernigan Institute, tremendous effort, $20 million raised by blind people. Man, I love talking about this, and I wish I could just take 50, minutes to talk.
Keep on wishing.
You guys talk about... Click my heels together. No place like home. All right. Do you guys know about the NFB Youth Slam?
Yes.
Over 200 blind kids from across the country went to Johns Hopkins University to study science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. These are areas, yeah, absolutely. These are areas that have formerly been denied access to blind people. I love Dr. Schroeder, our first vice president of the national organization. He has a story about when he went to school and they were in the biology class. And the teacher paired them up in dyads, two pair. One person would record, and the other person would do a little bit, and then they switched. The other person would record, and the other person would, carve up a little bit. And he said, but there was one group that had three kids. He says, guess which group that was? Okay. And he said, the one transcribed, one dissected, and they switched. But guess what that third person did in the group that he was in? The observer. And that's awful. By not participating, you're limiting opportunities. We had blind kids launching rockets. We had blind kids dissecting sharks. We had blind kids building bridges. We had blind kids mixing chemicals. We had blind people doing podcasts on that. And, to send them back in their local school systems, and the school system, I love this. I had the opportunity to address the group at the riverfront. And I may have cut, done a little damage to myself. But I was in there. It was called the Youth Slam. And I said, when you guys go back to your school system and they say, well, you can't participate in the biology projects, you say, slam that. And then I said, and when they tell you that you can't be an engineer, you say, slam that. So Dr. Maurer, of course, went back to the national office and he addressed the kids and he had his prepared presentation. And he said, and you will go back to your schools and they will tell you that you cannot participate in biology. And all the kids, slam that. I was like, uh-oh. Big trouble. Big trouble. But I love that. We got to empower the youth. I'm scanning through some of these things here because if you want to know what's going on, read your Braille monitors. There's a lot of what's going on. In line with the Youth Slam, people were asking if we're going to have another one this coming summer. It was a tremendous effort. We did that, and it went flawlessly. And I was so impressed with the collaboration from across the country, people participating. Now, I love being in New York, too, because I can talk real fast, and you guys don't get mad at me. when I'm down in Georgia and I get to this rate, they say, slow down, slow down.
When are you going to talk fast?
Carl says, when am I going to talk fast? I love it. But we're going to be doing our I just got, before I left, it's hot off the presses, but it's like a youth slam. We're going to do it from grades 3 to 6. How powerful is that? You're talking about getting involved early, shaping a paradigm that's going to, confuse the current administrators, the current professionals, when they have 3 to 6 graders saying, no, I want to dissect the frog. Well, how's that going to happen? Here, let me show you. I love that. I love empowering the youth with that information. All right, let's see. So much. We got the ITBC with the International Braille and Technology Center with the Accessible Home Showcase. We participated in the Victor Reader development, which you can download NLS books now. That's a cool little device. It's so portable, and it has a little belt clip, and it holds a tremendous amount of information. And I love being able to travel, just put it on your hip and go. I just wish, and this is my own personal thing, and if you guys can work on this, I'd help. I'd appreciate it. I just want one of those devices that small that can do NLS, that can do Bookshare, that can do RFB&D, so I don't have to have multiple devices. So let's work on that. Let's get that done for Neil. How about that? Yeah. All right. We already talked about NFB, non-visual access to voting. We have a grant to provide that service. I hope you work with the national office, especially if you're having problems getting that done here because it is the law. Let's get it enforced. We have the Possibilities Fair where we address the needs of our blind seniors so that we can make sure that they maintain their independence as they get older and lose vision. We have And a new, I didn't know about this, but someone told me it has been around, but now it's been publicized. The NFB ITBC offers technology services where you call the phone and you can get tech support over the phone. I wasn't aware of that. See, even I learned through this organization. National Convention. You loved Atlanta? Yeah. Well, we loved having you there.
Atlanta was okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's because I wasn't able to get him in the room with the jacuzzi. You know. Yeah, but you know. Dallas. Who's going to Dallas?
Yeah.
It's going to be a tremendous convention. And Glenn was talking about, one of your scholarship winners, Glenn was talking about how intimidated he was with the Marriott. Wait until he gets to the Dallas convention. Wow. Pack a lunch, Glenn. That thing is huge. And I just came back from the Michigan convention, and they're already getting ramped up for the Detroit convention in 09. I think it's going to be tremendous. I could go on and on. I could talk about this wonderful organization, this Federation Family Forever, and tell you about the things that we're doing, but you already know it. I know that the Federation spirit is alive here in New York. I know that you guys are clued in. The tremendous work of your president and his executive board, and I love the way that he shares not only the responsibility with his executive board, but also sharing the praise of all the goals that you guys have obtained throughout the years with his executive board, because no man is an island. And I love the fact that he's humble enough to make sure that the benefit of what we do is shared across the board. But the key to all of this, we're a volunteer organization. For years, since 1940, we worked off the hard work and effort of each and every one of us in this room, which is a tremendous testimony about the power of blind people. But we've moved into a different arena now. We have established a national training facility. We're involved in helping develop programs throughout this country to promote freedom, independence, and access to blind people. We're going to need more money to do that. The good thing about it is, since 1940, the candy sales, the raffles that we have used to access our own funds to build this organization is still one of those core fundraising efforts that we will continue to do. But we've got to share this good news of what is the Federation with everyone. And you will find that as you share this good news of the Federation with people that you come in contact with every day, that they're going to want to support it. On my plane ride up here to New York, I sat next to a guy who was a financial planner, and we just talked about family and kids and that kind of thing. And I told him about how the Federation had affected my life and how it has continued to allow me to be independent, an active father and active in our community in so many ways that he was saying, I need to get as active in my community as you are. And I was remiss in not having any of the literature, but I did steal his business card. And the beauty of that is, after we talked about it, he says, well, how do you guys raise money for your organization? And I said, you know what? I should have been already pitching that to you. And I said, it's stupid of me to be sitting right here by a financial planner who handles accounts worth $1 million plus and not have made that ask. But he gave me his card. He says, call me because I want to give. I didn't sell it. I just told him about the good work of the Federation. Our Imagination Fund allows us to do that. The Imagination Fund, we provide the materials, the little business cards, the brochures, and all you have to do is spread the good news. And you can do it in a way that capitalizes on the high tech. Last year, we hosted the National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. First ever, monumental event. How many guys participated in that? Yeah. Well, as you know, we gave medallions to individuals who raised $1,000 or more. And I said, you know what? I'm the host president, and I hadn't raised more than my minimal $250. And I said, I'm going to be embarrassed. So around March, I said, you know what? I'm going to use this web tool. So I got on and I created my web page. I put a couple of pictures of me up there with my son. I gave a personal message about what the Federation has done for me. And I sat down one night and I sent out about 300 emails from out of my address book. And I'm going to tell you, that next morning when I woke up, because you get email confirmations of when people make donations, it was like being in Vegas. Winner, winner, winner. You have a donation from and a donation from and a donation from over $1,000 in less than 24 hours. I didn't pick up a phone to make one phone call. I didn't have to beg for a single dime. There were people out there that went, they visited my page, they knew me, they know by the way that I live what the Federation has done for me and others like me, and they wanted to give. We've got to capitalize on that. We've got to use this tool. because the beauty of the Imagination Fund is it helps us fulfill our mission in so many ways. Half of that money goes to helping us with our programs through the Jernigan Institute. We talked about USLAM, but there's so many others. The other half is split right down the middle. A fourth of the total amount goes back to the affiliates and grants. We got $2,700-some-odd this year to each affiliate. And I use that to help more and more people come to our state convention. And that's a wonderful thing. The other piece is the other fourth of that whole amount goes in Imagination Fund grants. And I love when we can fund our own programs at our own affiliates. I know that Carl has done some creative things. You guys have done some creative things with Imagination Fund, and I'm pretty sure he'll talk about those. But in Georgia, we've done it to help a transition fair take place. We're using it to fund our mentoring program for blind kids from 16 to 26. We've used it in the past to develop what we call our beta project, Blindness Education Training and Advocacy. So we're able to fund our organization in a way that we have never been able to do it before, to get our message out there, to empower blind people, to make it possible for us to really fulfill the mission of equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. I'm loving New York. I appreciate you guys allowing me to bring the message of the National Office to you. I'm looking forward to the rest of this weekend. And I'm not going to do it. I was about to embarrass Carl, but I love him too much. But I'm going to wait till I do it at the banquet. I'll do it at the banquet. I love New York. Thank you guys very much.
You gotta pull that mic down here. You got family members, all kinds of sizes in this family. The DNA is rampant. Did you call Wurzel your cousin the other day?
Yeah.
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 Does that make you and me cousins?
Absolutely, cousin.
Well, there you go. I figure Barack Obama and Dick Cheney could be cousins. You and I can.
Why not?